Amen. Thank you, Matt. Well, we're going to be all over the place today, so I hope you have notes. Does anybody need notes? Write the notes and we'll get them to you. Everybody good? We have one right down here. Two right down here. Right down here, JJ. If you come right down here, this row down here. There you go. Thank you, ma'am. Well, we're going to talk about the faith of a great mom, or being a great mom of faith. But let me say this to you this morning. There's nothing that I'm talking about that can't apply to a dad as well. Every time I say mom, I could easily say dad. So this could just as easily be a Father's Day sermon. And so kind of be thinking that way in your mind as we go through this. Moms of great faith. The vast majority of us in this lifetime will never reach the pinnacle, meaning the very top of human achievement. And that's why many of us have heroes. I remember back in high school, one of my favorite restaurants was a restaurant called Taco Bueno. It was in Arlington. Me and a couple of friends of mine owned a table in Taco Bueno, and I won't tell you why, but anyway, I'll never forget later getting to meet and have breakfast with the CEO of Taco Bueno. And Jim has started out as a young man working in a little taco stand, and over time climbed the ladder all the way to become the CEO of Taco Bueno. Great Christian man, by the way. I also had the privilege of meeting a guy named Nolan Ryan while in college. My youngest son's named after him. I was involved in a program called Athletes in Action with the Texas Ranger while Nolan Ryan was playing for them. And needless to say, Nolan Ryan had reached the pinnacle of what it meant to be a pitcher in Major League Baseball. He pitched 7 no-hitters in his career. And I think second to that, the only guy that ever got close was a man named Sandy Koufax, who pitched 4 no-hitters. Nolan Ryan also achieved 5,714 strikeouts in his career, and he was also one of the most loved baseball players of all time. But the vast majority of us will never reach the top. And that's okay, because listen to me, all that stuff, and either one of those guys, Jim or Nolan, either one of them would tell you this, it's all fleeting. It's all temporary, and it will all fade away. Now, I must admit, it grieves my heart to know that there will be no Taco Bueno in heaven. But obviously, I'm joking, because it's all temporary. It's all going to fade away. And so is being the CEO of this, the owner of that, reaching the top of this hill, reaching the top of that hill. The Bible says it's all fleeting. You know that if you read Psalms at all. It's all fleeting. And Job said that in Job chapter 14, verse 2. But there's one thing that's eternal, and that's your faith in God. It's the one thing that, and it's the one thing that I love, because you can pass that on to your children. You can pass on something to your children that will never rust away and never can be taken away, because it's eternal. And you can pass it on to your children knowing this. Listen to this. Each of them has just as much of a capacity to develop a great faith as any other person on the planet. And it's eternal, and the Bible says it's equally available to everyone because it's from God. Amen. I'll never be a great athlete. I'll never grow a huge Fortune 500 company. But I've spent the majority of my life Thankfully, because of a mom with great faith, I've spent the majority of my life growing a faith forever that was passed on to me by a mom with great faith. In fact, my mom is in, as many of you know, in assisted living right now in Stephenville, still telling people about Jesus Christ. Not too long ago, we baptized a young lady that she led to the Lord in her assisted living home. And so one of the things I've learned from my mom is that you don't get to a certain age and go, okay, I've done my duty. Now it's up to all these young kids to serve God and serve his church. Man, you don't understand the Bible if that's the way you think. If you just retire from serving God and you leave it all up to these young people, you do not understand what God's word teaches. So thank you, Mom. I know you're watching right now. Thank you for the priceless gift that's eternal and more fulfilling than anything else you could have ever given me in this life. I love you, and happy Mother's Day. So if you want to bless your children and your grandchildren with something that will impact their lives way more, listen to me closely. I'm going to name some things that we put really high value on. If you want to bless your children, and they may not get that right now, but if you want to bless them with something that is eternal and will impact their lives way more than being a good athlete, way more than showing a prize pig, way more than even getting a scholarship to some university, then pass on a faith in Jesus Christ that is bigger than all the fears they'll ever have in their lifetime, that will enable them to face every hardship and every fear that comes into their lives. But you can't do that. Don't miss this. You can't do that while you're chasing the things that are prized in this world. Because your kids are not going to catch that kind of great faith with you chasing all the things that are prized in this world, just hoping that they're going to get it somehow. Some parents make the critical mistake of hoping their kids will embrace the things of God while they passionately pursue the things of this world. And more times than not, it proves to be a costly mistake. In fact, Jesus said the number one thing that you should passionately pursue in this life, Matthew 22, in your notes, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." What did Jesus say is the greatest thing you can do in this life? Love him with how much of yourself? Everything. Love him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. You do that and your kids will see it and they'll catch it. Point number one in your notes. To love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you must learn to fully trust him in every area of your life. To love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, the number one purpose for your life, you must learn to fully trust him. You must begin to step out in faith and set aside your own understanding and your own wisdom, the Bible says, and fully trust God in every area of your life. And Jesus said that's the number one purpose for your life. Meaning, if you don't do this, if you do this and you learn to trust him with every area of your life, you will then experience the pinnacle, the very top of fulfillment in this life. You will be at the top because you will have developed a life of deep faith in and with your Creator and your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And no other achievement, nothing else you can ever do will bring you more peace and fulfillment in this life than passionately pursuing intimacy with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing else will satisfy, nothing else will fill your life with more meaning and with more purpose than passionately loving God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. So this begs the question, Mom, what do you want for your children? Let me ask it another way. What do you really want for your children? Lots of money? Hoping they'll get your athletic ability so they can be a big athlete in HEICO? Hoping that they'll become famous one day? Or hoping they'll get a big scholarship one day? Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with any of those, is there? Those things can be a gift from God, unless they're the main thing you want for your child. Unless it's the main thing that you are pursuing for your child. And if so, then according to Scripture, you're making a critical mistake in raising your children. Listen to what Jesus 33. But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. In other words, make him the number one priority in your life, and all these things will be added to you. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. But if you seek first all those temporary things, they will become idols. They will eventually become idols, meaning they come before God. And if they come first in your child's life, they can turn into a curse. That gift can turn into a curse that can lead to a truckload of anxiety and insecurity, or just as bad, if not worse, incredible arrogance and conceit. Right now, we have a truckload of people in their 20s and 30s that are dealing with more anxiety, disillusionment about what life is really about, and depression than we've ever had before. Or, Mom, you could choose to pass on a legitimate faith to your children. In other words, they can look at your life and say, my mom's faith is legit. That's what they say now, legit, right? Everything's legit. I can look at my mom. My brother and I could look at our mom growing up, and we could say, our mom's faith is legit. And you can bless your children with the abundant life that Jesus and only Jesus gives, and no one can take away. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. So let me ask you a question. How would you like for your children to possess a great faith? Listen to this very closely, because we got more problems in this culture than we know what to do with. How would you like for your children to possess a great faith that shrinks their problems and their fears, and teaches them to relax and rely on the sovereign God of the universe? How would you like for them to possess a faith that gives them the confidence and the power to endure the difficulties of this life? And how would you like for your children to learn to see life from God's perspective instead of man's perspective? I mean, that right there is gigantic. Look where man's perspective is taking us. How would you like to know that your children could live the rest of their lives seeing life from God's perspective? The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace who trusts in you and whose thoughts are fixed on you, whose mind stays focused on you. The Bible says you will keep him in perfect peace. So how do children learn these things? By watching mom and dad. All the statistics say that they still learn what they learn by watching mom and dad doing these things instead of pursuing the things of the world. Yourself, do I want this for my children? I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Do you want your child to know, if I've got fears that I'm dealing with in my life, I need to pray. I need to get on my knees before God, because I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me, and he freed me from all my fears. And those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy, and no shadow of shame will darken their faces. And in my desperation, if they get there, and they will at some point in their life, in my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened, and he saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him. And then Jesus said in John 15:5, in your notes, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me, which means stays intimately connected to me, remains in an intimate relationship with me. It is he who will bear much fruit. And he's talking about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, love, joy. Do you want any of these things for your kids, your grandkids? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And then Jesus goes on to say, but apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So do you want these things for your children and your grandchildren? If so, do they see you passionately pursuing God above everything else that this world has to offer? Point number two. Number one, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you must learn to fully trust him in every area of your life. Do your children see you trusting God in every area of life? Point number two, to pass on a faith that helps children face their fears and have God's perspective in life, it must be consistently modeled in front of them. To pass on a faith that helps children face their fears and have God's perspective in life, it must be daily, consistently modeled in front of them. You can't just talk about it and hope they get it. They need to see it lived out in front of them every chance, every opportunity you get. In every circumstance, they need to see mom seeking the Lord. In every situation, they need to see mom seeking and relying on his word. Bottom line, this kind of faith must be caught more than taught, meaning you must justify your words with your actions. Look at Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Mom, when times are tough, do your children witness you seeking God's perspective on the situation instead of just rushing out to fix everything on your own? Do they ever truly witness you trusting in the Lord with all your heart instead of relying on your own wisdom? The Bible says in Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do your children and grandchildren, you acknowledging God in everything and for everything in all of your ways, or do you just acknowledge him before meals and at bedtime? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, do that too. But the Bible says that we need to acknowledge God in everything and for everything in all of our ways. The Bible says in Romans 1:17 in your notes, the righteous shall live by faith. In other words, everything they do is by faith. That's what God has called us to live by faith. Not just say we have faith and show up at church every now and then, but to live our lives by it. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, and without this faith, we're just playing church. Without this faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe. He must believe that he exists and that he is who he says he is and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Do your children get to witness you earnestly seeking God and consistently trusting God as opposed to handling circumstances according to the ways of this world? For example, we live in a culture now that complains, attacks, blames, disrespects, and even buries those with social media who disagree with us, and sometimes, especially if they're in leadership. Yet it's clear from Scripture that God, listen to this, don't miss this, God never moves. He never moves on behalf of those who behave in this manner. However, the Scripture is also clear that He goes to work on behalf of those who humble themselves before Him, that repent of those sins, the complaining, the attacking, the blaming, the disrespecting, the burying people. Those, He goes to work on those who humble themselves, repent of these sins, earnestly seek His face, and go before Him in prayer, especially if it's for people in leadership. Go home and read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and 1 Peter chapter 2. So when you disagree with someone, do your children, listen to this very closely. When you disagree with someone, do your children witness how you stand up for what's right in a kind, loving, gracious, and respectful way, fully trusting in the Lord your God for the outcome? Or do they witness you praying for that person that's causing you problems or that's causing them problems? Put another way, do they witness you ever taking God at His word when trouble hits your home? We've all had a lot of trouble lately. I've got hail damage on my house. And even worse, I have hail damage on my truck. I can't even drive my truck. But do your kids ever witness you praying about those things and waiting on the Lord? Do they witness you taking God at His word when trouble comes into your life? Do you follow the ways of God and trust in the Word of God in difficult situations? Or do they see mom in a rage, headed out the door, or getting on social media to fix everyone and everything? Listen to this very closely. Kids who have parents who fix everything for them never get to experience God at work in their lives or in the lives of their family. So who do you think they're going to trust in when they grow up? The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know, in other words, we have faith that God causes all things to work together for good. Everybody loves that. Everybody quotes it. That's the promise, but here's the condition. Here's the premise. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Wow. God causes all things to work together for good for those who have learned to love God and to live for God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, this is another one we all love to quote, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future," which leads us to point number three. The best legacy a mother can leave is not her accomplishments. In fact, I would tell you, don't even tell your kids about your accomplishments. My dad never told me about any of his accomplishments, and neither did my grandfather. I never heard about their accomplishments. The best legacy a mother can leave is not her accomplishments, but that it can be said of her, she truly loved God and trusted Him in every area of her life. That was my mom. I had that mom growing up. You know what, Mom? You may never reach the top of your profession, but you can reach the pinnacle of motherhood by learning to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And besides, all those other accomplishments are temporary, except for children and grandchildren. Children and grandchildren that know and love and possess a great faith in Jesus Christ. Everything else is temporary except the next generation of believers who learn to trust God and walk with Him. In fact, that's why we're building a new church building, so we can continue to educate and build up another generation of believers. Ordinary people, just like you and I, but ordinary people who put their faith in an extraordinary God. Amen? Another generation of believers that will continue to spread the love and grace of Jesus Christ and His absolute truth to future generations. GBF, I've said this before, but let me say it again. We were born for this. Don't get all sad and distressed out about this culture we live in and about where the United States is going. You and I were born for this. We were born for such a time as this to stand up and be a people of the truth, because the people in the world we live in are dying for truth. They wouldn't know truth if it slapped them upside the face. And God's word, the word that you and I have, is the truth for all of life. It's the absolute truth for all of life. And we were born for this moment in history to take His truth to this generation and to the next. Mom, everything else you do in this life will eventually fade away, and it will be surpassed by someone else. But you can pass on to your kids and grandkids a passion to pursue God and a great faith in God that can boldly help them face all their fears and help them come away in this life with something that lasts for eternity. One of the people that's like a hero in my world, and you probably don't even know who I'm talking about, her name is Patty Gasco. She is the women's coach for Oklahoma's softball team. And she's accomplished more and won more championships. I think she's got the girls on her team, if they win the net, they're ranked number two right now. They just won the Big 12 championship last night. If they win the national championship, those girls will have won a national championship all 4 years in a row. They just won the Big 12 championship for the ninth straight season in a row. She's accomplished more and done more than most people ever dream of accomplishing. But the one thing that's great about her is the faith that she's leaving with every girl. Phew. Tell you what, it almost gets me choked up. The faith that that woman, when you see away from the game and the championships, when you see her and you read about her and you see her being interviewed one-on-one, the faith that she's leaving these young girls and the faith that they talk about that they're getting from this woman is absolutely amazing. It's never going to fade away. But someday, all those trophies are going to get thrown in the trash. But what she's leaving them is never going to fade away. And you can have children and grandchildren that will always be able to look back and say, you know what, I remember when Mom and Dad helped start this church. Some of you in here today, you helped start this church 14 years ago. And you can say, you know what, I remember when Granddad or Grandma, some of you, me pretty soon, helped build this building that we're in today. You know what my Uncle Mike, my brother Brett, and me talked about in Wichita, Kansas, at my grandfather's funeral? We stood outside of that church, and we talked about the fact that he let every one of us know. What a legacy. What an incredible legacy. In fact, when the building is done, then you can take your children out there, you can take your grandchildren out there, just like my grandfather did me when I was a young man in my 20s. He took me by, we were going somewhere, and he said, I want to take you by and show you something. He took me by and he showed me this church, and he said, listen, I want you to understand, Chris, that me and your grandmother helped build this building, and I'm not telling you this to be bragging, but I want you to know how much we love Jesus and believe in His word as the absolute truth. I still remember that today, at 61 years old. And this building, he said, it's still a big church, or has grown into one. This building will be used long after I'm gone. But it'll always be a monument. It'll always be a witness to the love and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know what? You know what he didn't mention? You know what he never mentioned? Never one time in my entire life, he never mentioned his role in World War II. He never mentioned his career at Boeing. He never took me by Boeing and said, this is where I spent my life building airplanes. He never mentioned his athletic ability, yet he had two sons that went on and played college football. But every time I saw him, every time, every time he mentioned Jesus to me, and he talked about his faith in God, and he talked about what God had done in his life, and he suffered tragedy in his life. By the time we buried him, he had already lost two wives and lost a son in an airplane crash. He suffered some incredible hard times in his life. I don't need to tell you World War II. I mean, he suffered some incredible hard times, but he never talked about human achievement. But every time he talked to me, every time, my brother and I were talking about this at the funeral. Every time we saw him, he talked about what God had done in his life. And he passed down to his oldest daughter, my mom, a great faith. And she passed it down to Brett and I. What a legacy. Everything else is going to fall apart. Everything else is going to fade away. But a mother who loves the Lord with a passion for pursuing Christ and passing on a great faith to her family, who can find such a woman? Who can find such a woman? I'm going to close with this. The Bible says this in Proverbs 31. Her children will arise, and they will call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you, Colleen and Andrea, surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned. And let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Mom, that is a great and eternal legacy that you can leave behind for your children. And it's equally accessible to all of them. You're not born with more ability to have a great faith than any other person on the planet. It's equally accessible to all who love God and live according to his purposes. Will you join me in prayer?